to our times as well. I really want to learn through the pain.
This takes me back about how many years? I looked at my note 32 years ago. I said a shiur on this. I used to have a chabua in Har Nof of women. Every week I said a peruk of Tehillim. We went through, came out the whole of Tehillim. Every week we did some peruk. Fabulous, fabulous. We went through about 10, 12 years, went through the whole of Tehillim. Every week we did some peruk. The women, wonderful women, about 40 or 50 women used to come every week.
In your house?
No, in someone's house. She actually became the Rebbetzin of the Boston Rebbe.
Oh, yeah?
She became the second Rebbetzin, the second wife of the Rebbe. Her name was Mrs. Volk. Her first husband was Talmud Chacham from Telz, a very big Talmud Chacham, he had Sfoim. And so she married a second marriage, and it was in her house. I gave the shiur. Very special women came. There was one woman I remember, women who were in the Shoah. One woman was in Auschwitz for a few years. Her name was Mrs. Buchwald, I remember. And, she used to come to the shiur. I used to pick her up in the car, and the car used to take her to the shiur. I remember one year it came to Yom HaZikaron, and I said to her, "This must be a very hard day for you." So she turned around to me and said to me, "Yes, but we never talk about it to people who weren't there. You would never understand." She said, "It's not like that." Mm-hmm. Slap in the face, "Don't try asking me." So people, we never talk about it. If you weren't there, you'll never understand what it was like. Mm-hmm. She used to say beautiful points about, she made a beautiful, at the end of the shiur we'll mention what she said about this peruk. Mm-hmm. Let's have a look at the peruk. La'aniyas da'iti, I think the peruk can be divided into three. From Pasuk Aleph to Pasuk Zion, talks about the Bria. I left you notes here if you want to write something on the side. If you want to write something, because we say this peruk every week on Shabbos, and it's a very, from Aleph to Zion is about the Gadlus of the Bria. From Pasuk Ches to Pasuk Yud is about the Cheshivas of Torah. Mm-hmm. From Pasuk Yud, I'm suggesting this is my own He'or. From Pasuk Yud Aleph to the end is the outcome, how David feels after discussing the Bria and the Cheshivas of Torah. That's how I think you could divide the Peruk up. His feelings, it's really his anova, tremendous anova. From Yud Aleph to the end is his anova, his tzidkus, saying how great the Bria is and how great Torah is. Let's begin. Lametzeach Mizmor LeDavid. I'm just bringing a few he'oros. There are many, many points which I brought up, but some of them are such beautiful points, it will help you tremendously to have kavana. Rashi mentions in the beginning of Perek Kof Gimel of Tehillim, is Mizmor LeDavid, and then it goes into the David Mizmor. Rashi said, what's the difference between Mizmor LeDavid and David Mizmor? Rashi says, Mizmor LeDavid is David aroused himself to Ruach HaKodesh from his own originality, from his own thoughts. He aroused himself to serve. Mizmor LeDavid is he sang and he had to make his HaKodesh Baruch, and because of that, he came out with certain concepts. The David Mizmor is a continuation of that. Therefore, Kof Dalet is a continuation of Kof Gimel. The David Mizmor follows after Hashem Ho'eloi, Sabin Asdesha, Hashem Ho'etzum Eloi'ah, Kof Dalet is the Hemshah to that. The Mizmor LeDavid, says Rashi, Mizmor LeDavid is, David realized certain important points, very important themes, and he allows himself to say certain things. Just think of all the Nevi'im we have. We only have the writings of David. We don't have the writings of Moshe Rabbeinu, maybe one or two Prakim, Avraham Avinu. Dafka, David HaMelech, is the regal Nevi in the Melkova. There was Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. And they say the regal Nevi is through Shiras Yisishpachos. Avraham is Chesed, Yitzhak is Yira, Yaakov is Emes, and David is the Shiras Yisishpachos. He was sang to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that, then we have his words are the choice words. When you want to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, use the words of David. So Mizmor LeDavid, his words, how he aroused himself, is the way we are supposed to arouse ourselves, through the words of David HaMelech. Beautiful point. Just an interesting point the Gemara brings down in Brachas, that David came from Rus, and the word Rus comes from the word Merave, to like saturate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shiras Yisishpachos, Merave, he was Merave. He poured out his praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those are the words of David. Now what was he talking about here? First few psukim are talking about the Bria. Look at these words. HaShemayim Mesaprim Kavod Keil. The heavens themselves tell about the Kavod Shemayim. U'Maaseh Yodov, but the acts of his hands are what the Rakia tells. There are two words here, there are four words here, which are the opposite. There's something called Hashamayim, and there's something called Vakia. There's something called Mesaprim, and there's something called Magid. What's the difference between them? Mesaprim means telling like an old story, telling something which has been there for years and years. Hashamayim Mesaprim, the heavens, it means here the heavens means the galaxies, the stars, the planets, which is way above our atmosphere. That's Hashamayim. Mesaprim in this context. Welcome back to the Holy Land. We missed you.
Hi, you're back.
I thought we did pay with your test. I said it just at the beginning. That,
yeah, keep going.
Okay. So there's Hashamayim and there's Vakia and there's Mesaprim and there's Magid. Now, Hashamayim, Mesaprim, Kavod Kael, the galaxies, the stars, the planets, which are way above our atmosphere, they tell of Kavod Shamayim. They Kavod Shamayim. And the Masa Yodov, which is the Vakia, which is underneath where we live, our climate, our temperature, the snow, the rain, everything that we have, whatever we have, that's called the Vakia, that's underneath that level. So one is Sipur and one is Magid. What's the difference between the two? The Malbim says something very beautiful in this. A Sipur is like an old story, it's been there for years. Magid is something current, which is relevant for now. That's why the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is an old story, but the sefer you use is called the Haggadah. Beautiful. Tzoch lagid mashu. Haggadah means to tell something which is come. And what's lagid lachat mashu? Something come. When you tell the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, you must tell it with a Haggadah. Haggadah is to tell something which is actual, which is relevant for now. Meaning as follows. The Pasuk says in Yeshaya Perut Mem Gibel, Kol ha'olam v'chvi l'chvoidi barosiv yitzatir asasitiv. The whole world I created is for my honor, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Barosiv is yesh me'ayin, yitzatir is yesh me'yesh, and asitiv is the kiyum. So there's something called bria, yitzira, and asira. Bria is something from nothing, yitzira is something from something, and asira is the maintenance of it. Those are the three stages. Hakol, Mesaprim, Kavod Kael, everything is Kavod Shamayim, and everything is Maise, and the Kiyum of everything, Maise Yodav, is all under his control. It's all for Kavod Shamayim. That's the first thing Dobby thought. The first seven sentences talking about the gathers of the Bria. Meaning, everything is for Kavod Shamayim. Everything is from something from nothing, something from something, and the Kiyum Maase Yodav, anything in which there is, everything is telling of Kavod Shamayim. That's the first thing David felt about the Bria. The Bria is so incredible.
Did you say the Kiyum is lower than Shamayim?
Yes, but Shamayim refers to the galaxies, the planets. Yes. Rakia is our atmosphere.
Our atmosphere.
And that's like magic. That's today. That's Hagid. You see something currently, something which is currently happening. That's Magid. So his first expression was the Kavod Kael. The Kavod Kael is the Kavod Shamayim. The Kavod Shamayim is really the essence of what he's talking about here, the greatness of the Bria. Yom le'yom yabia omer, from day to day they tell. Laila le'laila, and from night to night yechaber, they express knowledge. The Gaon mentions on this pasuk something very beautiful. It should say yom le'laila, le'laila le'yom. Why do you say yom le'yom? Says the Gaon, Yom Yom, because when it's day here, day continues. Day doesn't end. Day, Shalom of Yehuda, Shalom, come and sit down. Day is a continuous thing, meaning if it's day here, day continues. Day continues in the southern hemisphere. So you have something called Yom Yom, and day goes into day, and night goes into night. Each one has its own area. In other words, day goes into day, night goes into night. The Gaon mentions something very beautiful. I think I saw it also in Medrash Shocher Tov. He says as follows, that you have something called the equinox. The equinox means when there's 12 hours day, 12 hours night. It happens twice a year, in autumn and in spring. In other words, you go from 12 hours to 12 hours. That shift happens because the day eventually gives over to night in the winter, and night eventually gives over to day. So they each give over to each other, and there's no argument between them. Each one gives over to the other, and there's no conflict between day giving over to night and night giving over to day. It's a constant. They always give over to each other. B'shalom u'benachas. So says the God. The beautiful point in the Bria. There's complete harmony in the Bria. Day goes into night, and night goes into day. But the concept of yom liyom is the idea that it's continuous day, and night is continuous, and that continuous like that.
Meaning the consistency of it, or what
day
do you mean?
Follows day on the southern hemisphere. Night follows night. In other words, night, there's always night and there's always day.
But depends, day on which, goes, it depends on which side you're on.
That's what the Gaon is saying. But day goes into day. Day goes into night. Where you are, day goes into night. But the greatness of the Bria is that day goes into day. There's one day and there's another day somewhere else. As day ends here, day begins somewhere else, somewhere else. That's
so
the reason why
it's a constant. Okay, there's always day and there's always night somewhere.
Right.
Okay.
Around the world.
Universal.
Universal. That's the reason why it says Ma'ariv Arovim. It doesn't say Ma'ariv Erev, Ma'ariv Arovim. Arovim means that there are Arovim in different types of Arovim. There's day from here to day to somewhere else, night to night. In other words, Ma'ariv Arovim, in the creation of the world, each give up for the other one. That's a beautiful point. The harmony in the world.
So that's the messages.
That's the Yom Liyom. So it says the Vilna
Gaon.
Yabia Oymer means they tell, they speak about. In other words, they express their praise. And Laila Laila, they express their knowledge, meaning the knowledge that they're giving over. One is giving over to the other.
Seems to be that. I mean, during daylight, things are more apparent and more expressed. More, you know, you can see things, whereas at night things are a bit more hidden.
That's a good point. That's a very
maybe
nice point.
Knowledge
maybe
that's, is more internal.
That's a very nice point. Yes, he doesn't say that, but it's a very nice idea. Then, this is a beautiful pasuk. Rabbi say, Ein Oimer ve'Ein Dvarim b'li Nishma Koilam. There's no saying, there's no words, but their voice is heard without it being heard. What does that mean? The greatest sophistication of the Bria is everything happens without any noise. There's no noise. Day goes over to night, night goes, but it's silent. The Bria is completely silent. The sophistication of the Bria is that it's so silent. Nobody says a word. No one. You hear maybe a dog howl, or you hear the wind, you hear the rain or something, but the silence of the Bria is the greatness of the Bria, David is saying. It's a beautiful point he's saying here. B'li nishma koila, but their voice, without, there's a voice which isn't heard. I mean, the voice of the Bria is not heard. It's beautiful. It's a paradox now. B'li nishma koila, without being heard, there's a voice, but there's no voice. That's what you hear. You hear, you realize the world is moving on. Trees are growing, animals are growing, produce is growing, everything is growing, but there's no noise in it. And that's a great level of tremendous perfection in the Bria. Something which is quiet, no? Have you ever driven in a Rolls Royce? Have you been in a Rolls Royce?
Always, every day.
I remember with a few friends, we were once in London at the entrance of the M1. What's that called? Just when you leave that London and the M1. What's it?
Watford Gap.
So with a few friends, one of my friends, his boss had a Rolls Royce. So he let him use the car. He was away out of the country, so he has a Rolls Royce. So we all climbed into the Rolls Royce, and we stopped at a certain place outside the M1. Oh, the car was stalled. He said, this is terrible. He pressed on the gas, and we zoomed ahead. We thought, there's no noise. In a Rolls Royce, there's no noise. He pressed on the gas, and we zoomed ahead. You don't hear anything. It's in the Bria as well, a washing machine, no? A fridge, when it's supposed to be, when it's good, it doesn't make a noise. It's an idea of that, no? Something which is very quiet is part of the Bria. The Bria is very quiet. B'li nishma koilam. It's a paradox. You hear the voices, but you don't hear it. B'li nishma koilam. It's a beautiful pasuk that, no? B'chol ha'aretz yotza kavam. He's taught, this is all about the Bria. In all of the land, yotza kavam, a kav means a limit. The limit in the Bria is throughout the whole world. And throughout the whole of the world, some oihel bahem, meaning they each have their precise limits. The whole world is made of limits. Like there's the sea, there's agitation, there are hills, there's habitation. Everything has a kav. Everything has an area. The planets have their area. The sun has their area. Kavon means their precise area of activity. Ubiksei sevel, and throughout the whole of the world, mileim, their words are heard. La shemes, and for the sun, which is the main planet, it's like a tent which stretches over everywhere. But there's a limit. The sun has its time arising and coming up, and the sun is the main agent of the Bria. That's Hadabit. The sun is like it stretches itself out like a tent. It covers over the whole world. Look at the next pasuk. Such a beautiful pasuk. And the sun comes out like a chosen comes out from his chuppah. Yosis kigir malavut zayra, full of joy with might, and he runs the course. What's the lesson here? The lesson is everything in Teva works with tremendous happiness, tremendous sympathy. Is there a siddur anywhere here? The Teva works with, like a chosen comes out with tremendous joy. The sun comes up in the morning. There's no misery. There's no depression. When the sun comes out, there's tremendous joy. All of Teva works with tremendous happiness. I think that's a pshat when we say in Kael Odo and Ashad this morning. No? Listen to these words. Meleim ziv mafikim noiga, noi ziv and b'cholam. Smeichim b'tseisam, b'sosim b'voim, oisim b'im b'tsein konam. Smeichim b'tseisam, they're happy when they come out. Sosim b'voim, sos is higher than simcha. When they go out to do their work, the sun comes out with glory. When it comes back at night, it's even happier because it achieved its day. Oisim ve'ema would say, to do the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the koyach of the sun. Now the sun comes out with, there's no misery, there's no depression. When the Teva acts, the agents of Teva work with tremendous joy. It's the koyach of the gvura of the sun, which is a beautiful expression here. Yosis Gibloza, it comes out with tremendous, tremendous enthusiasm. So the Gaon says on it, the Malbim says on it, it's a lesson for human beings. If all the planets and all the agents of Teva work with such simcha, we must also work with such simcha. Mikseh Hashemayim Moitzo'oi. From one end of the world it comes out, and there's no one can hide from the anger of the sun. Meaning, you can't hide from the kaychas of Teva. There's no enista. Hamosa is also not just the sun, but also his anger. You can't hide from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't hide. The Teva is there. It's a fixed koyach in the Bria. That's it. The rules of nature are very, very fixed and dominant in the world. Ad Kan is the gadlus of Teva. When I was giving this shiur 32 years ago, I remember I had a tremendous problem with this parrot. Now David goes right off the point. He goes right off the point. He now talks about Torah. Pasuk Ches is all about Torah. What happened here? From Aleph to Zion is all about Teva. Pasuk Ches now goes on to Torah. What happened here? So I had a problem. I went and asked the Rosh Hashiva Pachad Yitzchak, Rabbi Anderson David, the son-in-law of Putnam. He told me about this amazing pshat. This a beautiful pshat. On the spot, he turned around to me and said as follows. Again, the kasha is, from Aleph to Zion is Teva. From Ches onwards is the Koyach of Torah. He said as follows. Teva is only Sheva. Sheva means to masbia, can make you satisfied. Ches is Miloshen Shmoyle, can make you fat. Teva can't make you, you don't grow from Teva. Teva can only satisfy. You have a good meal, you have a good sleep, you feel physically good. That's only masbia. But to grow as a person, you need Teva, which is a beautiful point. Shmoyne is Hashmin. To grow, you need Teva. And that's the limitation of Teva. Teva is very powerful, but only to satisfy you. You have a good meal, you feel well, you feel healthy. That's Teva. But you won't grow as a person through Teva. You'll only grow when you have Teva, which is a beautiful point. From Pasuk Ches onwards, you'll be physically fit, you'll be well, you'll be strong, you'll be rich, whatever. But that won't make you grow as a person. The only thing you can grow as a person is Pasuk Ches, which is Teva. And now, the next three psukim are six phrases here. Six phrases, all with the vekas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Toras Hashem, Eidos Hashem, Pikudei Hashem, Mitzvah Hashem, Yeras Hashem, and all these are Mishpatei Hashem. Six expressions here. They all begin with the word Torah. From here you learn, you only grow for the koichas of Torah. La'anyas Daiti, I think that's the pshat of the Mesilas Yishoyim. You know, he brings down for the Gemara in Avodah Zorah. Torah, Pinchas Ben Yoh, Torah may be l'idei Zehirus. Zehirus may be l'idei Zerizus. Zerizus may be l'idei Nikias. Nikias may be l'idei Precious. Precious may be l'idei Chasidus. It's a maybe. Torah is a catalyst. Torah makes you move. Once you have Torah, you start moving in life. You can change. That's the koyach of Torah. Torah moves you on. That's a great koyach of Torah. Torah makes you into a greater mensch. You can't become a great person. You can't become a tzaddik by Teva. You need Torah for that. And that's the maybe. And each of these six expressions are different ways of understanding, appreciating Torah. I saw in the Maharal, in the Hagdama to Tiferes Yisrael, the Maharal says as follows. Why the six phrases? He says as follows. I can't explain it all to you, but he says something like this. There are six directions in life, to go forward or to go back, to go right or to go left, to go up or to go down. Says the Maharal, Torah will do all four, will move you forward or maybe you back, to the right, to the left. Torah makes you move. He doesn't explain how each of them do that, though. He doesn't explain that. But Torah is a mover, is a catalyst. It moves you on. These are some of the phrases. Before we go into it, let me tell you a beautiful point. Beautiful story. I remember hearing from Rav Don Segel. He once said that they took Reb Chaim Moisel Grudzinski, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, during the Bein HaZmanim, to a beautiful Polish dacha. Beautiful, with a beautiful valley, and there's a beautiful, with trees growing, and a beautiful valley, and they took him and said, look, Rebbe, look at this beautiful view. Mm-hmm. He stood there and he said, beautiful view, but did you never see a Talmud Chacham? Very nice, but that's only Teva. You never saw a Talmud Chacham in your life? It's true, Teva is beautiful, but it's not something outstanding. In other words, a Talmud Chacham is more than that. Torah is a navy. It brings you towards something, which is a beautiful expression. Now, what are the milers of Torah? This is how I think, in a nutshell, what I think we're saying here. Toyos Hashem Tumimah, the first expression is the Tumimah of Toyos is Meshivas Nefesh. What does Meshivas Nefesh mean? It gives a person, Meshivas Nefesh, it means takes the neshama back to its makor, to its source. In other words, like Omega Hishmerah brings down the Shekhinah down from the Mala Lamata, so Torah is Meshiv the Nefesh back to where it should be, to the Kisei HaKavod. When you have Torah inside, the Tamimus of Torah purifies the Nefesh, which is the Neshama, which moves you on. That's the expression. Meshivas Nefesh means it gives satisfaction, it gives perfection to the Nefesh. Eidush Hashem Ne'mona Machkim Es Pesi. The Eidus of Torah is so Ne'eman, it makes a person wise. A Pesi. A person is a fool without Torah. Once you have Torah inside you, then you have Chochmah. That's another level of movement.
Eidus is referring to the type of mitzvah.
The testimony. I think the why does he say one time Torah, then he says Eidus? I don't know, must be different degrees of why Eidus is Mach Pesi. I don't know why. But the concept of Machkim Es Pesi, the person is a Pesi without Torah. When you have Torah inside you, then you become something. You become somebody special. It was being down by Shavuos, Rabbi said, the Gemara in Pesachim, that Samach Chesel, Rabbi Yossi turned around and said, bring me the best piece of meat on Shavuos. Because Lulei HaTorah, Kama Yossi Ika B'Shuk, how many Yossis are there in the marketplace? If it not for Torah, I would have been just a Yossi in the Shuk. Tom, Dick, or Harry, I would be nobody special. But with Torah, I became something special. You become wise, you become a Pesi, you become a Chochem. Torah is your wise person. You were before ignorant, you didn't have any knowledge. Now you have knowledge. Become a Chochem, become a Pesi.
Well, I think Rav Hirsch explains that Eidus are testimonial mitzvahs, which are like the Yom Tovim, which give Eidus about certain events in our history.
Right.
It's Eidus, it's a subset of
very nice, very nice.
That's right. Vayechul on Friday night.
Ken, Nachon.
Peter, they say with somebody else, like Eidus.
Yeah, fair. Nachkibes, otherwise you're not wise. There's no wisdom. You're not smart. So you're not smart because you made a lot of money. You're not smart because you have a degree. You're smart because of Torah, the Chochmah of Torah. Chochmah of Torah, a person has wisdom inside. Beautiful story I was once told by a Talmud of Rav Hutner when I was living in Sorotskin, Moshe Shurkin, he's Rosh Kolel in Azata. Talmud of Rav Hutner, he was my neighbor in Sorotskin. He once told me the following Maisa, that Rav Hutner and Rav Aaron Cutler were once sitting in a house together, discussing different things together, inside a house. And Rav Hutner turned around and said to Rav Aaron, let me tell you a mice that we had in yeshiva. We had a bocher in yeshiva who really wasn't very successful in his learning. He was really quite a failure. So we said to him, you know, could I for you to go out and get a job in business and you'll come into learn yeshiva? And he refused. He said, I want to sit in the Beis HaMedrash. He really wasn't successful in his learning. And they tried to convince him to get a job. He said, I'm staying in the back of the Beis HaMedrash. Don't throw me out. I'm staying here. This went on for years and years. It was a bit of embarrassment because he sat at the Beis HaMedrash and no one 14 knew anything at all. But I hear Hayom, said Rav Hutner to Rav Aaron. One of the Rabbeim in the Masifta was sick. We needed somebody to sit with the boys. So we said to Yossi, go and sit in the classroom and look after the boys. Make sure nobody jumps out the window. Yeah, look after the kids, look after the boys. Yossi came into the classroom, turned around to the bottom and said, where are you up to in the learning? He found him at the night and he gave the most unbelievable shiur and it was startling. This Yossi, who
practice? When does he know how to learn? He gave the most fabulous shiur. And Rav Putna told this over to Rabbaun. Rabbaun heard the Maisa, got up and walked out of the room, but never came back into the room. Eventually, after 10 minutes or so, Rav Putna looked for him. He was in another room, sitting in a room, crying his eyes out. So Rav Putna turned around and said, "What, did I say something to upset you?" He said, "No, no, no. But that sort of Maisa, they will never be able to say about me," said Rabbaun. "When I was a child, everybody said he'll become Rosh Hashiva." In his great Hanover, Rabbaun said, "No one saw that Torah changed me. By Yossi, they saw that Torah changed it, but you could never say about me, because when I was a child, they said he'll be a Rosh Hashiva. I was always considered like a Gaon." He said, that upset him. I see, Anova, Rabbaun, say such a thing. "I was never Machkim Aspesi." That's a minor, no? It's a tremendous Anova. No, of course he was a Torah changer, but he felt no one could say that I became something, because they would expect me to become like, that's a beautiful point. I see, Anova, Rabbaun. The simcha of Torah. I think what's the simcha here? The simcha is because you know the geschmack of knowing what Hashem wants. No, I think that's the pshat in the simcha. The simcha is because you know Torah. It's all from Torah. Mitzvah Hashem, but oh, mi'osenai means enlightenment. You're inspired. You're informed. Mi'osenai means you understand things in life. You have an eitz of what to give. No, Talmid Chacham understands situations, understand lifetimes, challenges which people have. I saw a Vosma has a little cash on this. There's such a thing, Yos Hashem She'eino Tahira. Why does it say Yos Hashem Tahira? What does it mean, Yos Hashem Tahira? Yos Hashem Amelisla? What's Tahira? So Vosma explained as follows. He says as follows, you can have Yos Hashem, which is not Tahira, when you have a motive. Your motive that Hashem should look after me, could be kind to me, not be hard to me. That's Yos Hashem She'eino Tahira. Yos Hashem Tahira is from Ava. That's the level. Yesh Hashem Tahira is more than, it's not just you're frightened of a Kodesh world. Yesh Hashem Tahira is Abba Hashem, but it's a higher level. I remember with Aryeh, Zecher Tzadik Yivorcha, I think once said in the last Pasuk in Mishle, the Pasuk Isha Yiras Hashem, he tishalo. Why does it Isha Al-Oyeges Hashem? Why Yiras Hashem? So if Aryeh explained, the Pasuk is talking about Abba, but it's a type of Yiras Hashem, which is not a normal, it's a Yiras Hashem Tahira, but the Isha Shail, Yiras Hashem Tahira, what's the Lashon say? Isha Yiras Hashem, he tishalo. The tishalo is not just her Yiras Hashem, it's the Ava Hashem. It means Ava Hashem here. And that's what the Bosnian is saying here. Tahira Amel Yisrael. Mishpatei Atem Emes Tzodku Yachtov. The last one is that everything fits. It's not like man-made laws. Man-made laws, I was a lawyer, I remember. You sometimes have contradictions in law. The law says this one thing, and the law says, and you see contradictions in the word. So they have, you're crafty as a lawyer, you'll say, bend it this way and bend it that way in order to make the law work for you. But tzadku yachta, by Torah, everything fits. In other words, it's all by boire olam. Halachas of Nezikin fit halachas of Tara, fit halachas of Ishus. All the halachas fit together. That's the mile of Torah. But you don't appreciate that without learning Torah. Those are the 6 points. I cannot explain to you that the Perush of the Maharal, when he says forward and backwards, no, I can't. But he means that in all directions, Torah will cause a change. Let's just look at the last few psukim. The last few psukim, I think, Lanias Daiti, are not on the same theme. The first seven are talking about the Gadlus of the Bria. The next three are talking about the Gadlus of Torah, which is greater. That's Mashmin. That makes
and
a
that's why the elements of it. Just to bring out a little where.
According to what Yonah Sadeh was telling me,
that's right here.
It's a lower level. Up to Zevin is a lower level. It's only Masbiya. Oh, but Mashmin is now greater than this. That's why Pasuk Ches is, according to what Yonason told me, is now higher. That already is Mashmin. That's even higher than that. Now, what's he doing with these last psukim? Hanecha modim yizav mupazvav mesukim idvashim reif. What are these last psukim? Lanias Daiti, I think, it's talking a little about like a synopsis of all that he said until now. The koichos of Teva and the koichos of Torah, and now you have some. And now, what is it all? It's like Dvash. Dvash means it's tremendously valuable, tremendously sweet. And then he explains how careful I have to be. I think it's David is another. I'm so careful with all the actions of the Shama make Evrov, because the reward is so great for Torah. It's David standing back and looking at the koichos of Torah. If you're careful with Torah, you have tremendous reward. Shigios mi of him, Mister. How can a person be? You make mistakes in life. Minister is hageni. Gam mizedim. Even if first of all is accidental, then mizedim, and if should be in the case in mipesha. There are three different levels. I have to be very careful First of all, of levels of accidents. No. Gam avta nizva bem. I have to be careful because of the reward. Shigiyos milov. The person make mistakes, and even if you don't know about it, gam mizedim, and things which are done willfully, and even worse than purposely. Willfully is even in the case of it. How careful you have to be. It's the another, I think, of David HaMelech here. After all that I've said, how careful you have to be with Tova. Because this is the lifeline of a person. And then he ends with a bakosha at the end, the pius. Begins with the yud, ends with the yud. There are 10 words in it, 42 letters in the whole verse. We mentioned it last week. 42 letters is Shem Havaya. And the highest level before the Kisei HaKavod is a mokum called Rotzayin. Rotzayin is pious in front of a kaddish. That all that I do have a ritzui in front of Borei Olam. Hashem Tzui Begoyali is a bakosha at the end. That's at the end. That's the basis of the peyuk. It's the most beautiful peyuk. When I did this peyuk for these women in Hanof, I remember this Mrs. Buchwald, who was in Auschwitz, turned around to me afterwards and said to me like this. This old woman, she must have been in her late 80s when I gave the shiur. She turned around to me and said, Rabbi Alpin, it must be therefore, without Torah, the Bria is not worth it anymore, she said to me. I mean, she said that to me. If the Bria is such a wonderful place, but if you don't have the Torah, then it's all back, goes back to Torah. What's the purpose of the Bria if you don't have Torah? Beautiful hetero for this woman to make, went through Auschwitz. She said to me, the Bria is a beautiful place, but if you don't have Torah, it's empty. There's nothing to it at all. And therefore, that's the bakasha afterwards, to be growing Torah. This woman who went through Auschwitz turned around to me and said to me, that. It's all very well, Teva. Teva is very beautiful and people enjoy Teva. But if you don't have Torah, you go back to Tohu Vavayu. And that's why he puts the bakasha at the end. May all my actions be the rotza anyway. That's the pay of the place. I wish you all a Chag Sameach. At least I have something to work with when it comes to Shir Shani Yama Shalom Simitation. Okay, we're ready. Okay.
I want some.
Can I just mention to you, if any of you, I don't have any.